So we're looking at part of the course just now. Absolutely fabulous backdrop. What differences can we expect to see?
You're going to see a lot of changes. You want to keep the heritage of Turnberry because that's what Turnberry is all about. It's about the history. It's about the four open championships. It's about the amazing history that they had with the airfield and the lighthouse and the castle and everything else. But you obviously want to make the golf course contextual to modern day golf. You want to make it so it challenges the best players in the world. And so we're leaving the routing very much the same as it is today. But we're going to make some subtle changes. Number 9 is going to be, I think, the most talked about par 3 in the world, where we're changing it from par 4 to a par 3, shooting over the water, shooting right next to the iconic Turnberry Lighthouse. It's going to be exceptional. Hole 18, you're going to be shooting off of the dunes straight at the hotel, which everybody knows. I mean, it's going to be, again, one of the great sights anywhere in golf. And when the tournaments return, it's just going to be something that I think the world is going to tune into. And I think it's going to be great for the local community and the local area.
And how will this enhance players' experience?
I think it's going to enhance a lot, right? From players' experience, not only the golf, it's a hotel. We're going to redo every single room in the hotel. There won't be an inch of the building that's not totally renovated, whether it be the air conditioning units, whether it be obviously all the furniture and all the bathrooms and all the marble and chandeliers and you name it, it's all going to get done. And we're going to spend a tremendous amount of money and it's going to be fantastic. So they're going to have an unbelievable place to stay. But obviously, equally important, the course out there is just going to be exceptional. It's going to be in the best condition it's ever been in. Quite frankly, it already is. We're going to spend a lot of money and, you know, all new irrigation. And it's going to be a great transformation of Turnberry.
A lot of history out on the course. A lot of people may say, you know, why fix what's not broken?
Yeah. Well, it's easy to say why fix not broken, or it's why not enhance what has remained unchanged for many years and, quite frankly, might not have had the love quite from a place like Turnberry deserved, and to have a new owner come in with real passion, real love, and be able to spend the money on the irrigation systems, to be able to make changes that the RNA and so many others have been talking about for so many years. Many of the changes that we're doing, it's not that they weren't thought about, it's just that no one ever wrote the check to have them implemented. That's the difference with us. We're going to write that check, and it's going to be a very large check, and we're going to make it great. But knowing that you have to keep it contextual to the history of Turnberry, that's what this property is. You don't change history. You embrace history, and that's very much what we're doing here.
Have you had any objections to the changes that's going to be happening?
We've had zero. Honestly, we've had zero, which is almost hard to believe. We had a standing ovation from the members. We presented it to 350 members, and these are the people who play the course every single day, right? This is what they do, and we didn't have a single question. We had a standing ovation because many of them have always told me when first day I got here, why isn't the 9th hole a great par 3? And so we're going to enhance that by making the lighthouse into the best halfway house in the world. It's going to be exceptional. People are going to go out there. They're going to be looking at Robert De Bruce Castle. They're going to be looking, you know, down the 10th. They're going to be looking out at the water at Ilse Craig. There won't be a view like that anywhere in the world. And to think that nothing's been done with that building in 40 years. And remember, Robert Louis Stevenson was the one who designed it, famous Scottish lighthouse designer. And then his son went on to write Treasure Island and Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. He was a famous author. So to think of all the history that's in that building and the fact that it's been crumbling and it has been unused for 40 years, it's really hard to believe. So we're going to make it exceptional, and we're going to make this whole property exceptional, and there won't be anything like this anywhere in the world.
Money doesn't seem to be an issue when it comes to the transformation here.
Yeah, my father's given us an unlimited budget, and we're probably going to exceed it, as I said before, but it's great. You know, it's my father, I think this property is as much legacy as anything. He's a man that loves the game of golf more than anybody I've ever met. He cares about it. He loves it. We don't do it just because it's a job. We do it because we love it. Otherwise, we would do something else, quite frankly. And I think in a certain way, Turnberry is going to be my father's legacy. I think he's willing to spend unlimited to make this sure that this course is just the best in the world.
And what's your favorite change to the course?
Well, it's going to be hard to beat number 9. That is such an exceptional hole. Again, finishing up a 9, to have that par 3, to have that par 4, actually, on the 9th hole, and to be able to make it a par 3 into the lighthouse as a halfway house, it's hard to beat that. I mean, the stars really aligned. 18's going to be incredible. 10's going to be incredible. 11's going to be incredible. So many. The 4th hole, the transformation there, it's another par 3 that we're bringing out close to the ocean. It's going to be really amazing. The addition of a lot of tee boxes, a lot of great changes. But again, the rooting of the course stays the same. The heritage of the course stays the same. There's nothing about what we're changing where somebody who played Turnberry 10 years ago will come here and say, oh, wow. You know, I mean, they'll say wow, but it won't be uncontextual to them. They won't, you know, it's going to be very, very fitting of the asset at hand.
And can we expect to see the Open return here?
Well, we certainly hope the Open's going to return here, and it's been, you know, widely stated by the RNA that Turnberry is definitely in the rota. And you know, it's important for us. The reason we're building the clubhouse and the reason we hopped on is we wanted to unveil something great and something brand new and something that had the Trump touch on it. You know, for the Women's Open, to have everybody really in the world be watching that and see the transformation already beginning. And we're going to finish it very quickly. And between the golf course that already exists, the golf course that we're going to create, the amenities of this place, the beauty of the Scottish countryside, which you know better than anybody, truly one of the best hotels anywhere in the world. I think this is going to be on the road for a long time to come.